You're listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland at 107.1 and 91.1 FM, and on the Oregon coast in Nehalem, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming online and on demand, xray.fm. I'm DJ Lazy Bones, and we're playing you indie, vintage, Americana, country, post-country, folk, etc. Today I have a very special guest DJing with me today, Portland's very own Sam Weber. He's known for his blend of folk, rock, and Americana. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks, Ash. Thanks for having me.
It's always fun to have you in the studio.
Yeah, it's great to be back. Thank you for having me, and thanks for doing this. I love it.
It's been like a year,
and
you've had another album come out, so this is a good catch-up time.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So I wanted to start out by you telling Portland what kind of got you into music and what... Maybe also, I don't know, how you decided that you wanted to make music.
Yeah, I mean, I just grew up, you know, I think like a lot of young people I got really grabbed and kind of radicalized by the guitar. And then I think my interest only grew and kind of broadened from there to from guitar players to songwriters and then from songwriters to studio and how it's all done. And then it just sort of all fractaled out and has been fractaling out ever since, you know?
I feel like definitely the guitar radicalizing the youth.
Yeah.
Is a common thread from people who have like the guts to like make music.
Yeah. I don't know what it is. It's such a visually striking instrument. You know, you think of all, there's some instruments that don't look so hip, and the guitar just like has always looked so cool.
Yeah.
You know?
That definitely feels.
That speaks to young people or
the
something.
The piano seems like less.
Less glamorous. And then when you, you know, but then I was so, and the guitar was also a gateway to the piano for me too. I mean, there's something so. But I guess it was less of like a optically beautiful, opulent instrument and more of just like a soul instrument that was like so, because it's so full sounding, you can really just play and sing and it feels like a whole complete picture.
Yeah, I guess like the flute or the clarinet seem a little less
that's less hip, unfortunately.
I did always want to play the flute though, and I had asthma really bad, so they wouldn't let me. And I remember just being envious of every flute player. But yeah, I mean, now I'm like, if a horn's in a song, I'm like, oh my God, they have a horn.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the horns are beautiful, especially when they're so well arranged. And they had such a percussive hit. And yeah, it's like a feeling you can't get in any other way.
Yeah. And I think that like when you're young, rock music is just so, especially for like our age group, was like so cool. Like we weren't seeing like jazz people on MTV in the morning.
Yeah, it's like maybe it's like it's that rock and folk music are just like they're so accessible to us. Like it doesn't, you know, it takes some skill, but really not a wild amount that it's like alienating. You know, like I feel like watching jazz musicians, I just could never connect to it. Maybe because it's like the skill set is just so far beyond, you know, to participate in that tradition. But rock and folk and these genres, it's like, yeah, it's kind of like bewitching visually, and then it's like, you know, you learn a few chords and you start to dream and think like, oh, maybe I could do that, you know.
And you've been recording, writing lately. I mean, you've got, we'll talk about it in a little bit, but before we get there, I wanted to ask you, what have you been up to since Shape Confused Cowboy BU came out, since that was when we had you in for the studio session?
Yeah, I mean, I've just been on the road a whole bunch and making music with a bunch of different folks. And I just got back from a tour with my friend Lily Talmers. We went from Detroit to Toronto, down through like Vermont and upstate New York and New York City. We did just like a winter Midwest tour.
Super winter.
Yeah, the super winter.
Heavy on the winter.
Super heavy on the winter.
Upstate New York, I have a friend who's like an hour north of New York City, and she was like, she couldn't leave her house for days.
Yeah, I was seeing photos of
crazy time.
Yeah, people's garages, just they'd open them and it'd be full
of snow.
You just would have nowhere to go. You know, it's crazy out there, but But it was, it's fun. I mean, we get to, I just feel so lucky living out here on the West Coast and then getting to just parachute into that for a month, you know?
It is like, yeah, I definitely, like, I don't know. We haven't had a snow day here this year. So yeah. It's good that you were able to get that kick.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I'm really happy about it. Again, usually what, you know, once a year, once every couple of years, we get a good one.
And yeah.
We haven't had it for a second.
Yeah. And it's been like 2 years. So it's like, I don't know. That's one of my things, like moving here from the desert, like having every season is so exciting. But this winter, it's been so mild.
Yeah.
I haven't even been able to wear like all of my jackets. I'm like, okay.
Which one of these do I take back to the Goodwill?
Exactly. Yeah, I'm like, this is annoying because I bought all these jackets.
And they look great. They're all great.
Yeah. I have a sweatshirt for every day of the week and like I haven't been able to wear them all. But, you know, so it's good that you had like your winter tour.
Yeah, thank you. I'm happy about it. Yeah, it was fun.
What was your favorite place?
Oh, man. We played an art center in Beacon, New York, called the Howland Cultural Center, that was built by the same guy, the same architect that did the Vanderbilt Mansion in New York that's gone now, and he did the base of the Statue of Liberty. I can't remember the gentleman's name, but it was this big old wooden library that was
crazy.
Maybe 150 years old kind of thing.
Where is that?
It's near Catskill, New York,
okay.
Just up the Hudson River Valley.
Okay, wow.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
It was sweet, yeah. And it's nice to just play music in opulent spaces like that. We played a lot of house shows. We played this one house show in a garage with our friend doing her performance art piece where she'd hooked up contact mics to her Ford Ranger.
Cool.
And then was like mixing them in and improvising vocals over them. And it was all of her coworkers were there who were all architecture faculty from the University of Syracuse.
Nice.
That was a good one. It was very cold, though.
Just the audience is interesting.
Yeah.
Think of the things you could have learned.
The architect, yeah.
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 The Ford Ranger's funny. I was just telling Chase that they need to make small trucks again.
Yeah, they do. They have that Maverick, right? That's small.
Yeah. Yeah, that is small.
I was looking at that. I have a big truck now, but I was looking at the small ones too. I think I would have gone that way if I'd been tempted. Yeah.
We looked at the Maverick too, but the tow capacity was as low as our like Jeep at the time.
Whoa,
so we were like, because we wanted to pull a trailer, but it would be nice to have a bed.
Yeah.
Trucks are so convenient until
they're
you're
so
the person
convenient.
People call to like move.
Until you're the guy, yeah, the
but
person, yeah.
An old like Ford Ranger, old those small Ford Rangers are like so missed.
Yeah.
When I see them on the road, I'm like, all right.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah, great vehicles.
Yeah. They're still running.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, you brought in music to share. You'll be DJing for the next hour. This first track is Madison Cunningham, and you co-wrote two of the songs on her album, Ace, that just came out. So this one's one of them, Best of Us.
Yeah.
You want to tell us a little bit about that song?
Yeah. I mean, co-writing with Maddie's funny because she's so brilliant and just kind of a fountain of ideas, and a lot of it's just kind of bearing witness to that. And it's this thing that happens where when you're co-writing, it's the same thing as when you're like a comedian doing stand up in front of a room and trying to know what jokes work. Like even just being there and feeling the reaction without having to hear laughter, it's like even just I think me just being around just was kind of like, I guess I'm in a wrong roundabout way, I guess I'm trying to say I didn't do a whole lot. I got a few lines in there, but it's really just about bearing witness. And this song is so brilliant. And this record she put out, Ace, is just one of the greatest. So, yeah, I'm stoked to share some of it.
You've collaborated with her before, too, right?
Yeah, I mean, we've known each other a long time. She's played on my records over the years.
Sometimes just being a person who can add a line or two in where it's needed. You know, like when you make, I mean, you've any art.
Yeah.
And you take that step back and you have someone like come and break it down for you.
Yeah.
Or break you down even.
Yeah.
I don't know. Those type of having someone be like, have you thought about adding this in?
Yeah.
Is like always really insightful because you get so like in it.
Yeah.
Like you're in the weeds. So it's like, I don't know.
Yeah. It's just a small supplemental role, you know, and sometimes that's I find that's when I'm in my creative world, like that's, it just means the world. And it can be boring for people, I think, because it's just like, it can just feel like you're not contributing. But I think when you've been on the other side of that, you can really feel how valuable it is.
Yeah.
That just subtle, gentle hand kind of helping you along.
Yeah.
You know?
I definitely, I can relate in like even two-dimensional art.
Yeah.
It's, you just kind of sometimes lose yourself in the thing.
Yeah.
And so it's sometimes good to have someone else bring you back.
Yeah.
Well, should we play Best of Us?
Let's hear it.
All right. Here's Best of Us by Madison Cunningham.
Fog is crawling in. Light is getting dull. Feasting on our envy. Never getting full. Air is punching down. Wolves moving pairs. Got nothing to do with my fingers. Run them through your hair. The world is open, but not to us. Like a neon sign flickering, so your eyes adjust. Run the changes like dancers do, looking out at vacant faces that never see you. I stole my baggage overhead. The pilot's certain, the sky is clear for flying. It's almost funny when the plane comes crashing. Who gave up first? That depends on who you're asking. Maybe the best of us aren't we good at laughing. Kingdom has fallen, two-bedroom apartment, holding up the broken arm, crooked vines climbing, rooms and planets, dying stars, tears flooding the engine of our family. Who gave up first?
catch me on the Golden Coast. I'm long due headed down. Left my family waving slow back where the time ran out. Dirk Dad's Camry drove me dry and let those tears run clean. All the sadness from my eyes, from everything I'd seen. All this sadness, all life's lessons, these confessional songs we sing. Lead me higher to salvation, tears to all the future.
All right, you just heard Slick Back Kid by Tara Lightfoot and Oliver Wood off the album A New Mistake. And before that was Here's the Future off the album Get Free by Sam Weber. If you're tuned into X-Ray FM, I'm DJ Lazy Bones. This is Wildflowers and Weeds. And I've got Sam Weber in the studio with us today. We're playing a lot of your songs.
Yeah.
We've got sprinkled in other people that you've collaborated with along with your songs. Yeah. But yeah. The next song we're going to be playing is the Tara Lightfoot song called I'll Let You Know. Do you want to tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, that's one of my tunes that she features on. And that Oliver Wood song that she has, I edited some of the guitar for the Oliver Wood part. I mean, for all these tunes that I brought in today, I wanted to kind of like, it's all a friend of mine. And then that with a tune that I've either worked on or that I love. And then one of my tunes that they've participated in, or there's some
affiliation. I love that.
So yeah, the I'll Let You Know is me and Tara playing live, and it was on a record of it was on an EP of mine called New Agile Freedom.
Now, before we should talk, we need to go back, because the first song we played in that block was Best of Us with Madison Cunningham, but you're actually going on tour with Madison.
Yeah, we start out in Boston on April 4th, and then we go Toronto, Pittsburgh, and Cleveland and Minneapolis and Chicago through April.
Let's talk about this for a second. Pittsburgh, have you played in Pittsburgh before?
I have, yeah.
Where do you play?
We played at a place called Mr. Small's Theater. That's where I've played. I've only played bigger shows in Pittsburgh, which is anomalous for me. Normally I play the smaller ones, but I was on an opening tour in Pittsburgh, and I played at Mr. Small's once before.
We were there in November for my nephew's birthday, probably 2019. It's like so long ago, but we were trying to find live music, and Chase and I could not find any venues. And we're like, is it November? Because the ice storm, like we were there when like, I don't know if it was considered a blizzard, but it felt like a blizzard.
Yeah.
And we were walking everywhere, and I was like, people live in this?
Yeah, it's freezing.
But Pittsburgh, yeah, and it's such a cool city.
It is.
Until you're there when it's a blizzard.
And then it is, yeah.
But, it reminds me a lot of Portland.
Yes, that's what everybody says, and I agree. I mean, and it surprises me that there weren't more shows, but I guess that stands to reason with the winter. Like you said, maybe things were just kind of winding down. But I've heard a lot of people make that correlation, and it's like a cheaper Portland.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't know, you know, when in Pittsburgh, like if you're driving in from like Wheeling, you go through like a tunnel and then to the bridge. But like the city, you come out to the city and like it sparkles when the sun hits it because it's all glass. Yeah. And like it reminds me so much of when you go through the tunnel here, like down the 20s.
Coming up from the coast?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that.
Like when the sun hits the city, it kind of like has this like sparkle.
Yeah. So it's we were talking about Frank Lloyd Wright. It's a Frank Lloyd Wright effect. It's the compression and release.
Yeah, exactly.
And then there's Oz, you know.
That's actually a good comparison. And it's like, I don't know. Pittsburgh's cool. I love the art there.
Yeah.
Like they've got great art museums. Plus like the architecture is really neat. I've like weirdly done the double decker like city tour like 5 times because time I'm there, my family like wants to do it, and I'm like, let's do it. And so like now I know all these like random dumb facts about interesting.
Yeah.
Like the reason why it's all glass is like after coal mining became, and the iron industry like kind of calmed down. Like when they cleaned the whole city, when they remade like buildings, they did it with glass because of like a Pittsburgh glass company.
Oh, wow. It was a big industry there.
Yeah, to like promote a new industry. So, and I learned that like after all that, when they were cleaning the city, because it was like soot, like just like piled on, and they had to like deep clean all the building. Every single building had to be like deep cleaned. And you know, like they have the like Pittsburgh bathroom, like in the basement, there's just like a toilet. It's like not a bathroom,
this
but like
is a
there's
a thing they do.
Yeah,
they have a single toilet.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
And it's they'll have like a big sink.
Oh wow.
And it's because men would get home from work and they would undress
so
down there.
Oh wow. Yeah.
So like my little brother was teaching me about that because of when they bought their house like from their house was like built, their first house was built in like 1890.
Yeah.
And it's like this small, you know, very like 4x4 house, I don't know, square house. And it has like an upstairs, and that's where the bathroom, one of the bathrooms is. And then the second bathroom's in the basement. And yeah. I was like, why is it down here?
Yeah.
And why is there only the sink?
Yeah, so interesting. Yeah, it's such a blue. I love those things, like those blue collar anointments to home design.
Yeah.
It's such a cool thing. Yeah.
It is. Whenever the age of your home has so much, like, for that time
influence
period.
Influence of that. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, the otherwise, I didn't learn why there weren't that many venues during my double-decker tour. But we were like searching for, and I was like, I need to, there has to be venues. But you know, like Iowa is weird like that too. Like,
yeah.
Iowa City has a few because it's a college, but like Des Moines doesn't have like any live music. And it's like strange. There has to be house shows though.
Yeah.
Like,
there's got to be some
underground.
Yeah. I think that Midwest, like hardcore DIY world
is
really
mysterious
and beautiful. Yeah. I like that.
That's
stuff.
Really true.
Yeah.
There, yeah, house shows probably were the coolest in, like, the 2000s.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that sounds like a cool little, like, a Midwest, East Coast tour. Because that's, a kind of East Coast also.
For sure. Yeah, it's kind of in that middle zone. And, yeah, I'm really excited. I mean, I just hit a few of these spots with my friend Lily Talmers. And so, yeah, I'm stoked to go back and always stoked to hang with Maddie and play some tunes with her, and it's gonna be a good run.
Well, so you've been making music for so long and composing or adding in, producing, doing all this jazz. That's a lot of history with these artists.
Yeah, it's just long friendships, you know, and I think the longer I go along, I realize that's kind of all it is, you know. It's like there's these kind of other meetings that kind of can get thrown together when the businesses kind of get bigger, and it seems like the partnership incentive of, you know, but, and which is, there's nothing wrong with that. But I think I've just realized that it's those community bonds, those bonds of friendship that kind of make the whole thing, like the beautiful tapestry that it is. You know?
Yeah. When I first moved to Portland, people would all, you know, like the first thing when you meet someone, they're like, oh, what do you do?
Yeah.
And I would, like, I wasn't working at the time. I was like, I don't know how to answer these questions. And then the older and the longer I've been here, I realized, like, no one cares about your day job. They want to know, like, what's your art?
You
the thing that you do?
Yeah, I love that about this town.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No one cares.
Yeah, no one cares.
They want to know what band you're in.
Yeah, what band do you play with? What shows are you going to?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, what community do you feel at home in? You know?
Yeah.
I love that.
And you've got community with, like, across the country, probably into Canada also.
Yeah, it's the real upside. I mean, there's so many upsides of this vocation, but I just feel like I get to bop around and just check on all these different groups of people, you know?
Yeah. Well, we're going to be playing your song Up with Tara Lightfoot next. This is I'll Let You Know, off the album New Agile Freedom.
Yeah.
All right.
Give me a little.
Moonlight,
all day,
all night,
all night.
Saturday was endless. You became a prism bending. Indigo across the ceiling. Finally let yourself believe it. A mind to live inside. Terror, boredom, kindness, flight. Getting older all the time. Or is it just fluorescent lighting on your face? Is there something else you meant to say? Fear and disappointment. A forever kid just hoping for a better movie version of the future fact of dying. You arrive and every room is just a mirror facing you. A carpet path, a shifting shadow you can turn, but you can never turn away. Is there something else you meant to say?
Flowers and Weeds on X-Ray FM, and also March 23rd, it's a Monday, we have our next show coming up, and we're sharing the bill with the band Smile Pile and Oklahoma Perfect. The tickets are $5, and it's an all-local bill, all homegrown, and we're so excited to have it. So yeah, thanks for listening.
It's gonna be okay. And we can all look forward.
Oh, you just heard Greta Seabird with Fight the Good Fight. And before that was Anna Tivel with the song Fluorescence in the Future off her album Animal Poem. I'm DJ Lazy Bones. This is Wildflowers and Weeds here on X-Ray FM. Today, I've got Portland's very own and Canada's very own Sam Weber in the studio. He blends, I mean, you have, I would say, et cetera, but folk rock, Americana, et cetera.
Yeah, all the
all tunes, the things.
All the stuff.
I mean, you've collaborated with a lot of people of different genres, yeah. But that last track, Anna Tivel, not Greta Seabird was last, but the last one you brought in was Anna Tivel. Do you want to tell us a little bit more about that song?
Yeah, that's on that record of hers called Animal Poem that just came out later last year, and I helped her make that, and we had a great time doing it, and she lives here in Portland. Her partner, Jeffrey Martin, are the songwriter intelligentsia of town, and they're both so special, and
she had a good year last year.
She did, yeah. She's playing all the time, and she's playing a bunch this year, and we're playing together actually end of April into May. We're doing a Seattle, and then we're doing Mississippi Studios. I think it's my first.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll have you guys back on.
We'd love to come back.
It's always cool to play Mississippi.
Yeah, it's a great room. Sounds great. Feels great. I love the way they run it over there. Everyone's so kind. It's a great, great spot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They've got good burgers.
Great food.
You can get gluten-free.
Yeah. Love that.
You don't always get that option places to get, like, a burger gluten-free, you know.
Yeah, totally.
So, and theirs is, like, delicious, so.
Yeah.
I will say, I brought my cousin who only eats burgers, pizza, and french fries, and popcorn. I don't know. She has a very...
A narrow diet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When she came here, she wanted to try new things. And I was like, well, we'll go to Mississippi because then she'll be able to see it. And then also, like, it's burgers and fries, so she'll eat. And then she's like, I don't know about these fries. And I was like, oh, okay. Yeah. All right, kid, you're being a little too specific here because these fries are delicious.
They're great. I love Mississippi.
Well, that's going to be a great show and a good, like, I mean, you'll be coming back from this the tour with Madison Cunningham. So it'd be a good... Homecoming moment.
Yeah, it's just, it keeps rolling on, just lots of tunes, and yeah, very lucky to be playing with Anna.
Where can people keep up with you and find all your music?
I mean, I'm all over the internet. I mean, Instagram is my main kind of poster board where I post all of my things, but all the streaming platforms have all my tunes on them. Yeah. My website is samweber.fun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a great... dot.
Yeah.
X-rays, and if everybody wants to listen, we're always online also, but x-ray.fm.
Okay.
But .fm throws some people, like when I'm sending Chase's like email, I'll be like, and it's .fm.
Yeah.
Because you're so used to being like just .com.
.com.
But
coming from Canada, for me, it's .ca.
Yeah.
Or yeah. Yeah. .com.
.ca. You're right.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know that. I've never been to Canada, but.
Yeah. Yeah. We tried to get some .gov and .edu for this Shape Confused Cowboy BU record. All the song titles are different URLs.
Yeah,
different.
I love that.
It's kind of just like a living gallery where we can change where they go, you know?
Yeah, that's yeah. Even when I type it, it like hyperlinks all of them. It's so fun. I'm like, it's easy because then I know where the song title is in my notes.
It's perfect. Yeah, it's right. It's highlighted for you. Totally.
But yeah. I did love that. I felt very millennial.
Yeah.
To like, and you know, like when MySpace and all of those type of thing, like all of that was kicking off, or even like, I don't know, your AIM.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
I was MSN. Did you do MSN?
Yes.
Yeah, that was me.
But like your emails and everything would be so, so weird, like Midnight Tiger 46 or something like that. But all the songs and like, it felt very on brand for millennials.
That's my era for sure.
It was
yours too, I bet, right?
Yeah. So I was like, all right, this is good.
Yeah.
Plus that album's so good. We're gonna be playing cowboy-3.com next.
Sweet.
You want to tell me a little bit more about that?
Yeah, I mean, this pairs up good with the Anna tune because she sang on it, and she also played one of the most iconic fiddle solos I've ever heard on Cowboy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good to have her on your album. Like, that's cool.
She's a good friend. Yeah, to have in every way. Yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah. Well, we're going to be playing that up next. Here we go. Here's Sam Weber.
Say you wanna be a cowboy. Let me tell you all the things I was told when I was your age. Before you ride with boy, let me tell you, if you wanna be a cowboy, we should talk about the things we hold mixed up inside. Before you ride, gotta be upstanding, gotta be kind, gotta be mean, gotta be right, gotta be wrong sometime. Gotta control what's gonna come out of your mouth like a song. When you gotta contradict yourself, you still gotta hold the balance well. How you gonna make a right so wrong? A lot to hide now, ain't it? Fancy me another cowboy. Say that you wanna be a cowboy, babe. Can I ride with you? Anywhere will do. We've all gotta contradict ourselves. Only some of us can wear it well. How we gonna make a right so wrong?
Finds the light that makes her prettiest. She'll be facing me every time she shines.
Okay, that was Million Dollar Bill by Dawes off of the album Nothing Is Wrong. I'm DJ Lazy Bones. This has been Wildflowers and Weeds. If you're just tuning in, I've had Sam Weber on with me. He is a Portland artist. You are going on tour with Madison Cunningham coming up in April.
Yeah.
Which is not too far away.
Yeah.
I feel like March will probably fly by.
It's going to fly by, yeah. And that Dawes tune, I wanted to play that because I just went on tour with those boys, and they're good friends. And Griffey, the drummer from Dawes, is on this next tune.
Oh, great.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Well, the next song we're going to be playing is one of yours. But I did want to talk about any new music for 2026.
Yeah, I've got a new record coming end of May called Sweetgrass Halo.
All right, yeah. People stay tuned. So they can catch you at Mississippi.
With Anna Tibble on, I think it's May 1st. But fact
all right.
Check me.
This is May is looking good.
Yeah.
So you've got a busy spring.
I tried. I love it. As much as I can do, I want to do it. I love it so much.
You've got like another month to hibernate.
Yep.
So, you know, you'll be ready.
Yep.
Well, I wanted to let you tell Portland where they can find you one more time, keep up with you best, and where to find your music.
My Instagram is Sam Weber Music, and my website's samweber.fun, and it's all streaming all over the place. If you just search Sam Weber with one B.
And before we go, we're going to be playing one more track by you. This is called Void off your 2024 album, Clear and Plain.
Yeah.
You want to tell us a little bit about that song?
Yeah. I mean, it was just all done during COVID. Everyone was wearing masks, and then it was 3 days, and we just kind of had this record, and it's one of my favorite things I've ever made.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah.
Here's Void by Sam Weber. Thank you.
same fate. Turns out it's too far away from my love. You can find me now and then. You go, can I? It's true. From the 16th century, that's a lot of war and peace gone by. Look at those conquistadors and all the blood they've spilled. With me now and then. How far we go? How far we go? Into the void. Out of control. I barely made it out.